And we're live.
Well, hello and welcome to Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. I'm Dr. Alan Weinstein with my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross. We want to welcome you to another episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. And Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day and The System, the official marketing program of healthcare professionals everywhere, and of course the VIP app. Now everyone shows up because you show up. Now available in desktop, iPhone, and iPad. Make sure you get yours. Today's special program is actually learn how Community Wellness Day can double your practice and double your business. With that said, here's Randy.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another great hangout. And if you're watching us anywhere other than the VIP app, make sure you give us in the comment box where you're hanging out from. I am hanging out from the Jersey Shore, and Dr. Alan joins us from the Berkshire Mountains. So today we're going to go with, I'm getting a lot of questions and requests. You know, I want to get involved in Community Wellness Day. I have this kind of business. Is it going to be good for me? So I decided we're going to do a hangout, and boom, 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 we're going to take you through everything. And at the end, you're going to see there's no more questions you could have. It's either something great for you or you don't think so, and that's okay. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. And make sure you stay until the end because we are going to be offering a never-offered-before offer. Never-offered-before offer? Okay, too many offers in there. But you know what I'm trying to say. We're going to kind of, give you something a little special for joining us here on these Hangouts. There a lot of work to put these together, and we appreciate you taking the time to be here with us. So, with that being said, let me go ahead and open my screen share, and hopefully everything will go smoothly. All right.
Yep, you're looking good there.
All right, we finally got this all figured out, Dr. Alan, right? We're so proud of ourselves, we'll be screen sharing like crazy now.
It looks great.
So we want to talk about, you know, Community Wellness Day being this really, really unique way that you can, you know, I say it's going to light a fire under you, really light your business on fire. And this is something you really need to be aware of. You know, the times they are changing. Your audience, and I don't care what kind of business you're in, your audience is changing. And you really need to be aware of that. And the thing is, are you ready? Are you ready to be where people want you to be? Are you ready to connect where people want you to connect? Here's what you have to recognize. This is the success business model now and in the future. And you need to make sure that you're embracing this. It's all about connecting, even though we're in this bombardment type of environment of information coming from all directions. People want connections. People want engagement. We're starving for this. And people want to know that you care about your community, that you care about people. You know, we often hear the phrase, people really don't care what you know until they know that you care. And one of the best ways that you can show you care is to really do something for your community. So let's really explain what is a community health program. A community health program is really what you're already doing. You're out there, you talk to people about your business or your practice, and you engage them, and you share some information, and if they have a use for your service, you know, you get them as a new patient or a new customer. And you kind of do that one by one by one. And it's not that you're going to stop doing that, but the idea is, you know, we want you to take that process and put it into a system that allows you to literally take 10 years of meeting people one by one and do it in a few months. Okay, so that's what a community health program is when you're the host anyway. When you're a participant, that's a different element. But as a host, you're really bringing together all the important people from your community, all different agencies and offices and groups and all these different people that are an integral part of your community and bringing them together. And you're responsible for that. And as a result of that, you really get to meet dozens, hundreds, sometimes even thousands of people all within a short period of time. So it's all about doing it one by one or hundreds at a time. I know if I can have my message effectively fall on many ears other than one, that's the best way to really leverage building your business and maximizing your exposure. So when we talk about connections, think about in your community, what are some of the best connections then relationships that you can build? Politicians, we've talked about this many times. I think politicians are one of the most untapped relationships that most business people have. You know, all the local business owners, some of them might be corporations in your area, different agencies, some of them government agencies, different groups. How about your school districts, teams in your area, the media? These are all the connections we're going to show you how to do. You don't have to figure out how do I approach these people. You don't have to take a program or a plan that you've gotten somewhere and try and make it fit to a model that might not be appropriate for whatever particular target you're talking to. What we have fits everyone because everyone cares about their community. So it gives you an in that you don't have any other way. We actually have a picture here of one of our Community Wellness Day hosts actually receiving an official proclamation from a senator, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Engagement. We talked about that a second ago. You know, people really are starving for that type of engagement of, you know, for lack of a better term, intimacy, of really being connected to people. You know, we're so in a world of texts and emails and Facebook, and even though it gives you somewhat of a connection, it really doesn't take away our need as human beings to connect with people, you know, face-to-face, in-person, when I say eyeball-to-eyeball, knee-to-knee. And when you know how to do that, and we have the tools and the skills to teach you how to do that, you build relationships, and here's the really important thing to recognize. What you do over the time of our planning is you learn how to build trust with people in your community. And when people trust you, you're the one they want to do business with. You're the one they remember when they have a particular problem that is in need of a service that you offer. What it does is it lends itself to opportunities and growth for your business. You can't do this any other way than through, we term it relationship marketing. And we use hosting an event for your community as a way to do this. And let me give you a perfect example of this. If I was going out, and many of you are healthcare providers listening, some of you aren't, we want you to know that doesn't rule you out of the mix of hosting an event. But if I was going out to a company and I was, you know, calling somewhere and I had this great, you know, corporate wellness program, let's say, and I approach a company, you know, I'm Dr. Ross, we have ABC program, we, you know, like to bring to your employees and to your team. That's about my for-profit business. It doesn't matter how you cut it. It doesn't matter where I say I'm from. That's about my for-profit business. But when I call a company and I say, I'm Dr. Ross, I'm the proud host and coordinator of Community Wellness Day here in Howlett, and I want to see who we talk to in your company about aligning ourselves to serve the needs of our community. See, that isn't about me and my for-profit business. That's really about something for the community. I am going to get past that gatekeeper, get to one of the heads of that company or corporation, and I'm going to get a chance to sit down with them and build a relationship. And that's what it's all about. It's building relationships to grow your business. And when it comes to community, I can tell you, hands down, beyond a shadow of a doubt, when you host Community Wellness Day, you achieve this level of respect in your community that really doesn't happen any other way. We see an example here of Dr. David Simon. The office that he runs is one of the biggest wellness centers in the Northeast. Collectively, they've been in practice for probably 60 years between all the doctors there. Very well known, but when he hosted a Community Wellness Day, all of a sudden he was being embraced in a way that nobody has felt in that office in 30 years. You see, your credibility goes up when all of a sudden you're meeting with all the politicians and the owners of companies, and people see, you know, your efforts to bring this together to do something great for your community. All of a sudden your credibility is elevated. And for those of you that might be in a situation where, you know, for healthcare providers, we don't know what the future of healthcare is. We don't know if you're insurance dependent, what that's going to look like. You really have to start positioning yourself that if people are going into their pocket to pay for your service, you better make sure that they know that you're the person they want to go to. And this is one of those ways to elevate your credibility. And again, when you have respect, when you're an admired member of the community, when you elevate your credibility, It opens the doors for opportunities and growth. So Community Wellness Day is the one program out there. I can tell you there's nothing like this out there, and I don't say this with arrogance, but there's nobody that knows what I know, and there's nobody that does what I do. It's just that real. And if somebody says there is something, show it to me, because I want to see, because I don't believe that I've ever seen anything that does what we do. And we've done this with over 500 members. We know what works. We know what doesn't work. You don't have to reinvent the wheel and figure this out. Could you figure this out on your own? Sure, I'm sure you could, you know, but that's not the point. That costs you time, energy, and money. You don't want to do that. You want a streamlined process that's gone through figuring out what works. A step-by-step winning system. That's what we're about. Just to give you a little bit of an idea, because people have asked me this question a lot, what we do is every week in the training process, we teach you something new. It's very targeted and very specific to a task that you have to complete on the road to bringing together Community Wellness Day. So every week we have a members-only area. There is a training up there that gives you all the information you need, all the details that you need to complete a task. We give you all the materials that you need. You don't have to figure out how to write an email. You don't have to figure out how to create a flyer. You don't have to figure out how to create a press release. And all these things, we're giving them to you. All you're doing is popping in your particular details in a few places, and you're all good to go. The core concepts of our event are health, safety, environmental, and financial wellness. And sometimes people outside of the health world that host events, you know, ask us, what is the significance of these four categories? The thing is, these are always four areas of interest in any community. So we really cover all bases, because health and wellness for a community is not just about your physical well-being. It incorporates all of these things. It also gives you the opportunity as the host and coordinator to really reach out to a very wide variety of leaders in your community and owners of institutions in your area. So it's not pigeonholing you into one aspect. It really gives you this broad range to really reach across the table, as they say, and build relationships with all kinds of people. So one of the things we show you is, and people ask me this all the time, well, who do I invite to my event? Not only do we show you who to invite, we show you exactly how to invite them. And that might seem like something that is not that big a deal, but I could tell you everything has a reason that we do. You know, there's always a method to the madness. We never have you do anything that doesn't make any sense. And we want you to know that there is a way that you can do this wrong, and most people do that. And that's what we want to show you, the right way to do it. So we're going to show you how to bring together sports figures from the area, your media, financial institutions, businesses, politicians, your police and fire department. Hey, for you healthcare practitioners listening to this, do you know that your police and fire department have grants, sometimes in the millions of dollars, for wellness programs that they don't know how to implement? This could be you doing this. You just have to know how to build these relationships. School districts, other health professionals. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Everything you need to light your business on fire. The bottom line is, we've left no stone unturned. We give you everything step by step, easy to follow. So you're going to get an opportunity in one afternoon to meet hundreds, possibly even thousands of people in your community just within a few hours. How about an hour-long pre-event Community Wellness Day radio interview? That's what this member is doing right here. I don't know how many of you have been offered, invited. This isn't even something that was sought after. They were invited to please come in and share information about this event and how this is going to help the community. We mentioned before receiving a proclamation. This is, you know, this is a very powerful tool to get people to recognize you and to get people involved in your event. When your politicians, whether it's senators or assemblymen or state representatives, issue a Community Wellness Day proclamation, that is very, very powerful. They will show up at your event. They will present it to you. You know, if you think about it, when was the last time your senator actually embraced and endorsed something you were doing in your community? This is very, very, very powerful business strategies. So basically, you have two choices. We've laid them out for you in the beginning. You can continue to meet people one by one, which I don't ever want you to stop doing, but that takes forever. And I want you to really boost your business. I want you to, you know, to really create this fire and have an enormous amount of growth. For some people, they double what they're currently doing. I mean, that's an amazing opportunity. So you're at a crossroad. We're giving you all the tools that you need. You just need to take the steps to get involved. And one thing that I will tell you, no matter what anybody says, and I know Dr. Allen would agree with me on this, you cannot do this on Facebook. You cannot do this on any social media application. You can communicate and you can, you know, let people know about your event, but the way we show you how to build your business is what we call long-term sustainable growth. You cannot do that on Facebook. The relationships we show you how to build through hosting your event will carry your business for years and years, for some of you even decades. Now remember, in the beginning we said your audience is changing and you need to position yourself to be ready to do that. Community Wellness Day will give you exactly that positioning that you're looking for. So here's where we're just going to make a really short special offer, and then we're going to show you, you know, a few experiences, because people asked me that too. They wanted to see certain experiences. So normally our registration is $23.97. We actually went and cut that in half for those that join us on this Hangout, and then we really went crazy and had a little summer fever here. If you click on the links appearing below your screen now, and I'm pretty sure Haley's putting them in there right now, you will see a pricing that we've never offered before. So I encourage you to jump on this, get involved. This is only $497, and you're going to see in a second, we actually had a member that made it close to an extra $250,000 by using our process and our system. For those of you that like monthly payments, we even went ahead and we created a budget-friendly payment for you, so that's an option as well, but I don't know why anyone wouldn't take advantage of that one-time offer. So the other thing you need to know is whatever you're currently doing in your community, and whether you're out doing corporate wellness programs or you do workshops or you're a financial advisor and you go and you talk about things, I will guarantee you that we will elevate those outcomes. You will have a higher success of bringing those programs places when you do Community Wellness Day, because you're already going to have the connections, you're already going to have the engagement, you're already going to be all about your community, the people are going to embrace you. I'll tell you a very quick story that this has not happened numerous times, is we had a member call me up, a doctor that said they got a phone call from a corporation they were aligned with for their event, that was a sponsor actually for their event. And they said, hey, we just got a phone call from Dr. So-and-so in town. They talked about a corporate wellness program and really have a relationship with you, so we'd like to know if you can offer the same thing. So our members sometimes even trump people that are paying tens of thousands of dollars to be a part of corporate wellness programs simply because they already have that relationship. Those leaders of those corporations already trust someone that they worked with, so they're going to get in the door without even, you know, kind of kicking on that door, which is always interesting to me. So let's just take a look at this real quick. This is Matthew Davis in Sharpsburg, Georgia, a little south of Atlanta. The first event he did, there was 1,200 people. The second, nearly 4,000 people showed up. I can tell you that Matt gets some of the most amazing publicity you've ever seen, front page of the newspaper, on the radio, on the TV. And his community just actually knows him as the Community Wellness Day host. It's pretty extraordinary. It's about opening doors, and we just talked about this. So, you know, whether it's an evaluation, a workshop, a guest appearance, a guest lecture, you have specialized knowledge. People want this knowledge, whether it's schools or corporations or agencies, or maybe your city is forming a committee and they need people to help chair that committee. You think that elevates your credibility and your respect in the community? Those are the kind of things that happen when you host Community Wellness Day. Here we have Tony Macias, who is a military wellness advisor. This is really cool. This is someone that loves doing workshops, and he used to do about 8 a year. Now he does over 50, and what he always says is that he laughs after he says this is, he doesn't call them anymore, they call him. Everybody knows him as the Community Wellness Day host. They know he does these workshops. They're calling him. He has a waiting list. And the last one we're going to share with you, and this is where we talked about return on investment. And Dr. Sahori, if any of you follow him on Facebook, you know he just came back from Sri Lanka, if I'm saying that correctly. He's actually a corporate wellness leader for that part of the world. And he got over 50 new patients. And with his average patient value in the $4,000 to $5,000 range, you're talking about over $200,000. I think he says that's a pretty good return on investment. So those links are appearing before wherever you're viewing us. Take advantage of that. We started the program just this week, so it's perfect timing. We'll get you started immediately. And a few months from now, if your business is great, it's going to be even better. And if you're someone that's newer in business or in practice, there is no better way for you to get out there, meet your community, be a part of your community, and really start building a legacy for yourself that people will want to do business with you. Dr. Allen, I am going to throw it to you and see if you have any questions that maybe I haven't covered.
No, I don't have any questions, but I wanted to just give a shout out to Kathy Brown. She said she just dropped in to check out Dr. Randy Ross's Using Visuals Nice. And she asked if there was, she said Community Wellness Day has a lot of potential from a social engagement perspective. Is there a community wellness on G Plus Community yet, Dr. Randy, where past, present, and future participants can gather and share?
There isn't, but I love that idea, and we'll have to get a community started. I don't know why, Dr. Allen, but I never thought of that.
Well, there you go. That's why we invite Kathy.
Well, thank you, Kathy. We'll go ahead and get that started next week, and we'll make sure to invite you so you can be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, no, so I just wanted to add, at this point, I think Community Wellness Day, here's really the short of it. Dr. Randy gave you a lot of information, but what I wanted to say was that, number one, this is what you need to write down for yourself. You have to write down, number one, do you want to expand your business and become the best and well-known person in your community? If you don't answer yes to that question, then put down the pencil. There's no value in you writing any further, and you'll just get writer's cramp. So if the answer is yes, I'd like to increase my business and become the best and well-known, I suggest you write that down. The second thing is, do you want to do that with a proven method of doing it? If the answer to that's yes, you're doing okay. We only take yeses, by the way. No's are not going to help you or your business. And the third thing is, are you good at following directions? Because if you are good at following directions, this is going to be very, very easy. You're not going to have to remember, oh, I got to connect with my politicians, I got to connect with the media, because you're going to get that handed to you really pretty much step by step. And the last thing is that are you somebody who is willing to, you know, work to be able to get this accomplished, or are you someone who whines about everything? If you're in the whiner category, then probably this is not for you, because you'll just whine about this like you whine about other things that you're not doing. So anyway, it's really that simple. Just decide you want to make more money, you want to have a bigger business, and you want to become the best and well-known. The rest has already been laid out, as it has been for 500 other people. So I just wanted to add that, Dr. Randy.
Well, and you know, yes, absolutely no whiners allowed. Yeah, I'm doing this too long. I don't have patience for whiners. but the other thing, it's funny, when you talk about you want to make money, I always tell people when I have a phone consult with them and we get to the part of, you know, the opportunity financially, what it creates for them, I say, I want you to go home, and assuming I'm talking to a guy, and I say, you know, are you married? Yes. You know, what's your wife's name? Mary. And I say, okay, I want you to go home tonight over dinner. I want you to look your wife in the eye and say, Mary, I want to know if you would like, if I made an extra $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 this year, is that something that would make you really happy? You know, and everybody kind of chuckles, but that's really it. The money's on the table. You just have to know the steps and take the steps to access it. And, you know, we gave you a lot of information. We obviously didn't give you anything. I promise you, any question you have, we answer in the program. I always say we have, you know, we give you plan A, but we have plan B through Z. So there's never anything to worry about. It's very streamlined. Like Dr. Allen said, follow directions, you know, and in about an hour a week, you're going to have something really extraordinary. And one question that always comes up, Dr. Allen, let me just clarify, is that people ask me, you know, well, what if I'm in business, you know, a long time? You know, is this something I still need to do? And, you know, we showed a picture of an older gentleman when we had a little sports figure in there. And that's actually a doctor outside of Philadelphia who's 80-plus years old, been in practice 60 years and hosted an event and had an amazing time, got really reconnected with his community. So whether you're in practice 60 years or you're in business 6 weeks, the beauty of what we do is that it works for everyone. So Dr. Allen, I think I'm going to turn it back to you to close us out. I can't believe we stayed on schedule today. We're getting better at this.
Okay, so let me bring back my screen share. Can you see my screen share?
We can.
Well, you've been listening to then another episode of Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. Today's episode was brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. The System, the official marketing program for healthcare professionals everywhere. The VIP app, now everyone shows up because you show up. Now your live Google Hangouts, just like this one, will appear in the desktops, the iPhone and iPad of everyone that's following you. On behalf of myself, Dr. Allen Weinstein, and my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross, we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Bye, everyone.